what was the degree of improvement in magnetron between successive prototypes that you would construct? Was the design group constantly tinkering? Would they work for long periods and release a significantly revised design?
Well, one of the problems was getting the getting tubes that have more light. By that I mean operating hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a continuous process of developing and working with materials, working with processes,
mm-hmm.
So that you would obtain a cathode in this device that would give you a long life. Now, they're very easy. A cathode at that point in time was very easy to poison. By that meaning, it would stop emitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to be very, very careful of all the cleaning processes. We had to be very careful of the processing, and you exhaust the tube, you get all the gas out of it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the steps in the process is to get as good a vacuum as the system can deliver. Then you put an oven over the device and heat it up. Mm-hmm. Now you only heat it up to a certain level to drive out as much gas that's in that cavity as possible. If you overheat it, then you could destroy the cathode.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd only take it up to a certain level and get all the gases out. Then you let it cool off, and then you would activate the cathode. Now, activating the cathode, that's a different kind. We're using carbonate cathode, barium, or the barium carbonate solution that was painted on the nickel. And inside of the nickel, it was a nickel sleeve, inside of the nickel sleeve, there was just a heater.
Mm-hmm.
So you heat up the heater, and you go through a very careful processing schedule whereby you take it up slowly so the gas would evolve from the emitting material, and you would convert the carbonate to an oxide. And once you got up to that level, when it's all converted, then you start putting an electrical voltage between the cathode and the anode to see what kind of emission.